to All Things Boobs podcast, where we talk about all things boobs. My name is Satara.
My name is Madison.
And we have a very special guest today, a very, very dear friend to both of us that we have just grown the best relationship together over the last year. A lingerie expert, an expert in the space, all things bra fitting, and somebody who's doing incredible things this year in the space too. We're so excited to have you on. This is Miss Charlene.
Hi. Here. Thank you for inviting me. Like, your podcast is amazing, and just to be part of it is just amazing. Just to share what we love and to empower women, and
I'm just excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. Oh my gosh. So Tara and I have gotten to know Charlene over the social media space. It's like one of those like relationships that has grown virtually, and then with Satara in person. I'm jealous. I haven't seen her in person yet. But she does amazing content along like the bra fitting angle, and just really great before and afters. And she's also like really being innovative this year and coming out with her own bra fitting calculator.
Oh my God. Ah, guys, thank you.
She is currently based in Portugal. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about influencing kind of from that side of the world and how that's different from what me and Satara do on our sides of the world. But yeah, let's just go ahead and get started because we love her and we want to talk to her. All right. So Charlene, give us a little bit of like an intro. So who are you? What do you do in the bra space? What are you passionate about? Just who are you?
Okay, so I'm Charlene, I'm 28. I've always loved bras. Like, since I'm a teenager, I was even going to bra shopping. I was doing bra shopping with my friends for fun. Like, nice. Let's go there, since I'm like 16. Like, I've just loved it so much. I have a very good first experience. Like, I think I'm super grateful to that person who really helped me find good bras for me. Nice. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. I'm feeling good in my skin. Especially when you're a teenager, your body changes a lot and you just want to feel comfortable in it. And so thanks to bras, I immediately felt that way. Like, nice. I'm feeling beautiful. I just love it. I've always knew that I was going to do something with bras. I didn't know what, but I knew that this was one of my passions. So I started that. Then I worked as a sales assistant in Paris for Chantel Group. Then I was like, you know what, I want to learn more. I want to fit maybe bigger sizes. So I went to London and I worked for amazing brand and Obad, especially, that I really love. And I've just always been very curious about bra fitting, how sizing works, until which club size we can find bras and just see different morphology. And this is kind of where I've learned so many things. Then I've created my account and I've learned so much. I've discovered you and you. I was like, oh my God, there's so many things I need to learn. And you both are such big inspirations to me. And I'm so honored that we could talk and just share what we love. So I'm just super excited. But I've learned a lot from you guys. But I also work a lot in the boutiques. I was also an area manager for lingerie brands. And so it's all about sales and bras. And now I was like, I'm in Portugal. I don't really speak Portuguese well enough for now. But the things I love the most is bras. So let's just do a TikTok and an Instagram, and I just did it, and I did not expect that so many people will relate or appreciate my content, because we're in a world where people are like, bras are dangerous, so we don't want to wear bras. And I'm like, maybe the issue is that there's no proper education about it, and I want women to be able to know what they're buying, what is good for them, and I just want women to feel beautiful.
I love it.
And this is how it all started, and now we have a big community on TikTok especially, and Instagram it's coming as well, so I'm super excited to do that. Like,
that's so good. And definitely, I would say, in the lingerie space, Charlene is like the only person that I know personally who does all of the French content for the Fuller Bus, which is incredible. You do such good things.
Thank
and
you
you're
so much.
Constantly just like showing women how they could feel beautiful no matter what size they are, and showing them that, you know, there's more than just a double D cup. And we're so grateful to have
you
in this
so
space.
Much. I'm super excited. And like I said, in my account, I'm trying to share different morphology, different bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It's really focusing on the woman.
Yes.
Not really on me all the time, but
of course.
Really want to people to relate.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if I share a woman who's maybe more curvy or maybe more petite, a bust, I want them to feel like, oh, she's beautiful, so I can too. And oh, there's a bra for me. And this is kind of what I want to share. And I'm just so happy. So.
Oh, good.
One of my favorite things that Charlene does is her before and afters, because I think people, I mean, at least in my experience, really love to see themselves and like bodies like theirs. And like, hey, if I look like that, like how might a bra fitting work for me? Or if I have that breast type, right? So do you find that that's what people ask the most for from your content? Or do you have another kind of type of content that does better? Like what's your most successful and most asked for type of content? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think before afters are really one of the
the
content that people love the most, because they'd be like, oh, she looks similar to me, and she's, I don't know, a 30 double F. I'm wearing a 34B, like something is maybe going wrong. And I think so many women realize that, oh, I thought I was wearing the wrong size, but maybe there's something better for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people realize that they all have kind of this feeling that looks correct, but that is, but it's not correct.
Yes.
I don't know if that makes sense, but
totally.
And I think they realize that sometimes they're like, oh, but do you have implants, or do you have, how did you do that? People are really sometimes very confused. I'm like, no, I've got, they're going over there, they're here. It's just the bra. So if I can have a very nice cleavage, it's just because I have a good fitted bra, and you can't, you feel beautiful, comfortable, and That's why I think it's truly magical. Bras are magical for
they
real.
Are.
Like, but the people don't realize that they have the potential to really have real perfect fit.
Yes.
But most of the time, it's not a size between A and D. It's usually above. And
definitely.
This is how the difference make it happen. So I think, before afters are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe more about how sizing works.
Mm-hmm.
I think bra education.
Important.
And maybe more about kind of wrist shapes, because
mm-hmm.
I think that nobody had the opportunity to work in a boutique and to see different bodies and different type of breasts and stuff like that. So they all think that everybody has round, helpful shape. And I'm like, no, this is not true at all. Like the most common shape is more pendulous, sagging breast, or east-west, or side set. This is the most common breast shape. And sometimes, even when you're a teenager, or you feel like, oh my God, they're not normal, I'm feeling weird, and this is so not true, and they're all beautiful, and you can all, we can all find beautiful bras,
I love
no
it,
matter how our breasts look like, and I think this is so important to kind of don't have insecurities about our breasts. I think it's a major thing in our lives as a woman, and sometimes they can be very big, sometimes they can be very small, but it's fine. There's no norms about
of
that.
Course.
And
so
I
you're really
that,
just helping women love being in bras again. You're helping with their relationship back into that lingerie space, which we just, me and Madison truly know and love. And it's a,
this is magical.
Well.
And
it
I feel
is.
Like people don't realize, like, oh my God, when you have the perfect bra, you're powerful. Like you feel different. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh,
and I just feel like people, because you don't have the right bra, of course you're not going to feel as empowered as maybe the woman who wear the right bra. But I want all women to feel beautiful and to get the knowledge as well. Because I think it's all about, sometimes you just go to a store and you don't really know what you're buying, and maybe they don't have the time to educate you about the bras and sending your bras and feeding
it
you. Sometimes maybe there's a lack of time, or I don't know, and that's why I want this knowledge to be available.
That's
why there's the calculator and the content and
all
our work. And I hope that there will be more people in Europe, and especially in the French market, talking about that as well, so we can share this to as much people as possible. So
expand.
We need to expand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to circle back to the point where you were talking about like finding people like you, because Charlene and I are the same size.
Oh my God. This is crazy. Like, oh my God, like same size, same fish shape, same sizes. Like, what the hell? Like,
but listen. It's so funny because like
saw her and I was like, you know, like, I feel like, you know, we might be twinning. And then she messaged me and we kind of circled around the idea for a while. And then we did that collaboration where we were like, let's just like bite the bullet and like buy the same size. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're the same size.
Oh my God. I was so in shock.
You guys are both very similar in so many other ways too. It's great. Yes, I'm just like totally different. Sides of
she
the
loves
world.
Animes. I'm like, I don't want to feel like I'm a crazy person. I was like, but I think we're the same people. Yeah,
it's like Marvel Universe, like alternate universe.
I love it. Yeah, totally agree.
It's been really helpful for me, even as someone who works in this space, to like have her. And like, we've talked about this a lot because like she'll try things and I'm like, oh, I feel like I need to get that because we have the same size and the same breast type, right? And she'll message me and be like, where did you get that? So it's really valuable.
She's dangerous for my wallet. Like, seriously, like she's dangerous. Each time she's showing something, I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, you need to stop. Like,
I love it.
Like, how did you get that lift? Like, what size did you get in that? And so it's really important to, you know, follow people like you, but I also think it's important to have so many influencers in this space trying things on, because that relatability and seeing your own body is so empowering, right? And also like very powerful, and it gives you, I don't know, confidence, but also knowledge. And so I've appreciated her for that, because I'm always like, I want that.
I really feel the same. And you also have, she's kind of a, how can I say that in English, is a triangle, inverted triangle.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, this is crazy. And I've never really could find a woman that has the same size, obviously, and the same body shape, because sometimes with you have kind of broad shoulders, I wasn't really comfortable in that and too short. And I was like, this is actually beautiful. Mm-hmm. We can, you know, it just made me accept myself even more. So really, thank you for your content. I mean, all your bra content, showing confidence, and you know, I'm feeling like superwoman, you know, now, you know, so thank you for doing that. Really, like, really thank you. And we just bring so much to each other, mm-hmm. and just to be, and now here we are. And you know, so this is amazing. Like, I'm so
this is like a love fest. I love it so much. Okay, so back to you and your content. Thank you. But like, again, okay. What I was interested in is you have the very unique experience of working like hands-on in a boutique, right? And so in your mind, like, what's like the perfect bra fitting experience that you're wanting to give women? You know what I mean? Like, because I know a lot of women have anxieties about going and getting fitted, or they've had terrible fittings in the past. So when you like get that woman in the room, what's the goal? Walk me through your process of making her feel like amazing. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay, I love this question.
I think my goal, now my number one goal is for me, I want her to have a great time. Mm-hmm. When I'm thinking about shopping, or even when I'm with my team, I'm like, imagine you are doing shopping with your best friend, mm-hmm. someone you really care about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we go shopping or do stuff together, we have fun. We have mm-hmm. honest opinions. We are wise with our words. Mm-hmm. And I think that in the breathing experience, it is really important that the person trusts us, because we are wearing clothes. She is not.
Yes.
I want her to feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Always ask for consent if mm-hmm. she has any questions. Mm-hmm. I've always asked her, what does she has in mind? What's her biggest dream, her biggest goal? Do you have a specific occasion? Like, I'm really trying I want to show her that I really mm-hmm. care of about course. What she needs. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, I'm just having fun. To be honest, like, I just love to laugh. And sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe, let's say, for example, I kind of a heavy breast type and mm-hmm. I'm never finding what I'm like, oh my God, we're going to find something amazing for you. You can have this pinup look. It's like, oh, really? I can have a pinup? I'm like, yeah. And then, you know, just like that, we just kind of laugh a little bit. Yes. Then I was like, is it okay if I measure you? Which size are you wearing right now? Mm-hmm. Are you feeling comfortable in that bra at the moment? Mm-hmm. Let's see what I got and if there's a better fit for you. Mm-hmm. Are you in? And I was like, okay, I'm in. And then we can talk and then you can have, I don't know, I have a wedding, whatever.
Totally.
And you can tell, congratulations. Oh my God, when's the wedding? We're going. And then she's talking to him about the vacation. I was like, oh my God, beautiful country. Oh my God. And then it's just like your friend. Like, honestly, it's just... You're just like with a friend and you're having fun. And she completely kind of forget about our anxiety and everything coming in her head because you just want her to feel comfortable.
Yes.
You want her to, you want to know her. You want her to know you at some point and be like, I'm a professional, so this is what I'm going to do. This is how it works. Mm. I'm really trying to be educational at the same time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I truly think that a perfect fit, when she finds the perfect fit and she has a smile, she's smiling and she's like, oh my God, like, this is me. And I was like, yeah, this is you. Like, all the time, that's why I'm like, when you have an amazing rough fitting experience,
it changes your life, doesn't it?
It changes your life. Mm-hmm. And you can feel like maybe this person was suffering for so many years and you kind of relieve her and you. And you're just so grateful. I'm sometimes even as excited as the person. I'm like, oh, that's not me. But like, I'm even so excited. But
it makes your day every single time it happens.
Yeah, when you're like, I only have 1 hour because I have my 2 little kids at home. And I didn't buy a bra since my first child 4 years ago.
Yes.
And you just helped her and she's like feeling confident in her body that has changed so much. And she's like, oh my God, maybe I will have a fourth baby. I'm like, yeah, you know what? You know, sometimes it just, they just feel... I have so many great experiences. That's why I love doing that so much, because to see people happy, confident, and be like, I love my body again, because you need to fall kind of in love with your body all the time, because it's changing all the time. And to be able to empower them and that they're conscious about that, this is so strong. It's just not a bra. It's, I think there's this psychological aspect about the way you see yourself. I mean, even as women, we have, sometimes we can have a lot of insecurities. We don't know if they make sense, but it's just how we feel.
And of course,
if you can just help them in a journey and make their day and be like, oh, maybe they thought that they were going to have a terrible, like an horrible time, but they actually had fun.
Totally.
They will just come back to say hi and greet their friends. And then you're like, okay,
girls
now...
They talk.
Exactly. So I think this is kind of the best thing. Just be... When you really genuinely care about the person, happiness, and you want her to feel good in their body, this is where you win. It's not about the sell. It's just when they be like, hey, I'm Beyonce. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I win. I did my job. That's it. Like, that's it. So...
Amazing. I think it's really amazing that you had a really great bra fitting experience, or like at least loved wearing bras and stuff from such a young age still, like in that 15. And then you went into that and you kind of now are giving women that experience. I think that's so beautiful. Whereas I think Madison and I had little different stories where we grew up not having that experience. And then you were that person that gave us that. Like, I still have the woman in my head and on my phone. I could see her every single day, because that will constantly be a mark in my life. That I will never forget that first bra experience. Like, that was just incredible. So the fact that you got to do that every single day, just, I bet it felt so good.
I love it. I'm so happy we all had this kind of, this person would change our lives.
Yes.
And then you're like, I want to change. And look at us now. We want to change everyone's life. Every woman's life.
Yes.
Everyone's wearing Ra's life. But you know, it's just wonderful. And I think if I didn't have this experience, maybe I would not be here today.
Totally.
You know, sometimes it's just this person that changed your life. And then you're like, I'm going to do it.
I love it.
You know?
I love that.
Yeah, I think.
Wait, I'm curious, because I know that you guys were together a few months ago, and Charlene, you helped like Sotera with her like new bra size and finding styles for her. Like, how was that? Was that like super fun? Or in my mind, it looks like it was super fun.
I wish there were more choices in
of
the
course.
Store, to be honest.
Of course.
But the bra from Panache, like, the Envy in Red, oh my God, I was like, this is amazing. Like, I just don't know, but when, you know, when you wear something, so certain stuff, and you're like, this is so satisfying. You know, when you see like a good fit, you feel like the relief, even if it's not you, but
you know the feeling, so you're just like, oh, that must feel so good.
I know, like, how do you know? I know, you know? And I just feel like this is really how I felt, and to be able also to see different cup sizes. I've never seen like someone who was like, I think in the UK is like a 28K. I never had someone who was doing that size. So yes. I think it was like, this is beautiful. This is amazing. For sure. And I just feel like we were talking, like every size, every breast shape, there's bras for everyone. Totally. It's possible. We can help you with that. And it was wonderful. And in Portugal, there's a specialized store, Dama de Copas. And I think this is the really kind of the only store that could fit me perfectly.
Wow.
I was so shocked. Nice. To be honest, I was really shocked.
Good rep.
Yeah.
Good rep.
And they go from A to K, double K cup. Yeah. And in Portugal, I was like, oh my God.
That's great.
I've never seen that in France, personally, for now. Mm-hmm. And I was so impressed that they were doing it in Portugal. Mm-hmm. You have your little negligee, and you just can pick the bras, and you just feel like a princess.
I love that.
And that's why when you came, I really wanted you to go to that boutique.
Yes.
And
it was amazing.
And when you will come to Portugal, you can go to that boutique. I'm just saying
exactly.
That.
So, yeah.
Because I'm excited. I was so happy to see that video because it was and we'll link it down below for people who haven't seen it, but the joy between the two of you was just such a refreshing experience because again, so many people
just clicking.
Oh my gosh, I want to get another bra fitting now, and that's how everyone should feel, right? Oh my gosh. Okay. So my next question is, as someone who works on the influencer side in the EU, are there challenges that you have faced in creating content for your audience and delivering on that? I know that some brands don't care or ship to the EU. What are some of the challenges that you faced?
Yeah, I think it was really hard. I think because something that was really hard is about the brands. Mm-hmm. For example, there's a brand that I love, like Curvy Cat and Scantily. They're amazing brands. Mm-hmm. It's affordable. It's beautiful. Yes. It's everything that we love, you know.
Yeah.
And it was really hard for me because I wish they could ship in France.
Mm-hmm,
because now that people realize they're not wearing the right bra and they want the bra, where can they order? Because usually it's only in the UK or maybe more in the US sometimes. But I feel it's very challenging for them to find where they can buy bras.
Yeah.
And sometimes in certain French boutiques or even online, the price is much higher.
Okay,
so it's less affordable than maybe to spend €45 on a bra. It's going to be more $100, $150.
That's why
women are like, it's super expensive and I don't find my size. Why should I wear a bra? You know, it's all that kind of circle. All the time I'm trying to find places where they can get their bras.
Yeah.
I know that Bra Stop is kind of this big outlet when we can find those amazing brands.
That's
so
good.
I'm trying to redirect them there for now, and hopefully that will change in the future. But this is kind of one of the most challenging problem I had. Or sometimes I wanted to work with certain brands, but they don't ship in. Like you said, there's really it's kind of two different spaces sometimes, I feel. I don't know, but.
So do you think that in the French, because all of your following is obviously
in France.
And stuff. Do you think that past that kind of double D cup is only online, or have you been able to find any sort of stores or boutiques that sell past that double D in France?
I think in mainstream stores, it's really hard to go up to A, B, C, D, F, G, G cup, maybe H a little bit, but it's going to be kind of large band sizes.
Yes, yeah,
it's
right.
never going to be like a
smaller.
30H or 30G.
Yeah, right.
So it's going to be H, but it's going to start maybe at 34. H US, so it's going to be more of a double F, actually.
Yeah, right.
So it's never go a double F. G really max, but I never seen a G in a store, in a mainstream store, actually.
Wow,
it's
crazy.
Double F maximum.
Crazy. So then you don't really have much in store, and then you don't have many brands that ship online. So any brand that's above that double D cup, please start shipping to France.
We need bras.
Please, if you are full or bust, consider shipping to the EU, right? Because there is now demand, thanks to Charlene, right?
Which is a great thing.
Getting that education out there is what creates that demand for customers. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And like you said, I wanted to add, for example, I've made a calculator, and now people are like, I'm a 26E. Where can I find that? And I'm like, Maybe this brand is just a size, and maybe you're trying to figure that out. But what do you totally. Want to say?
That's
because
hard.
It really shows that there's something, there's a lack. You
totally,
know?
We're missing something here. Yeah.
So tell us actually about like the calculator, right? So I know, first of all, wow, because math.
Like, I never thought I would do that because math and me, when that's the it and math, right? It's
oh, wow. Impressive.
Thank you.
Tell us about making that, like the process of it. And I'm interested to hear like what you've learned from all the women that have done it, like in terms of the sizes that are actually coming out of the calculator.
Yeah. This is so interesting. I'm so excited to reply to that question. Make the calculator, we've been working with my fiance for a few months on it because he's always been in tech and into coding and all these things. So he knew that since he was a little kid. And I was like, I want to do this. Can you help? He was like, okay, let's do it. So we were kind of, I was explaining how bra sizing were working with all the math and calculation. And he was coding it at the same time. And I was like, okay, let's do a test. No, because it's not that size. And because in more in the UK or in the US, it's inches.
Yes, right.
But in France, I mean, Europe, it's more centimeters.
Right.
So it's not exactly like, we can't really have the difference. Mm-hmm. Like 1 inch is one cup size because 1 inch is 2.5. It's a whole mad thing, and sometimes it was really hard to make it match all the time. So we really, really work hard to make sure that people who are in Europe can use it, and also people who are no matter where they're living, they can use the calculator. And I really wanted to that people see by themselves. Their real size, because sometimes they're like, no, I know my size, I know what I'm talking about, and they show that they have the right size, but usually they don't have the right size, and I wanted them to be able to see that by themselves, to be like, maybe there's a size that could be a better fit for me, and I could be even more beautiful in my bras.
Yeah.
So this is really, my goal was really like, I want women to know that we're not wearing the right size, that if you're struggling and you're frustrating or you're not feeling well, this is not your fault. It's just because there's a lack of sizes maybe in the market at the moment. And to be able to know like, this is the size I need. And sometimes it's like 28E, but we're giving them a 32As that are super large. And
of course,
like going back and you don't feel good. So I'm starting to do that. I have now over 5,000 people who used it. I was so shocked. Like I did not expect people to, it really means a lot because I really felt that my community trust in me, and I just want to give them everything that I know. I want them to share their stories and be like, now I'm feeling better, and this is where I win, like in the fitting room.
Of course.
Oh, I'm feeling beautiful. I never feel, even my boyfriend loves it and I love it, and I'm like, I win. That's it. This
and
is
even
all
better,
I want.
It's only in French right now. So that is just the French community that is on their 5,000. Once it has an English version, girl, you go and be flying.
Yeah, this is coming like literally next month.
Yes.
But the calculator is working for anyone.
Amazing.
Like I just need to do the translation because I want to make sure everybody can use it.
Exactly.
And everybody was super happy. I had amazing feedbacks, people sharing the stories.
Yay.
I used the calculator, it worked, this is how it looks, I was wearing that, and now people are sharing their own transformation.
Yeah.
So this is
good.
Truly magical, and so we can inspire, like women can inspire other women and be like,
incredible.
You deserve better, you can have better, you can get the knowledge there, and I'm really super grateful that they trust me with their body and with, you know, the insecurities, you know, because just to say like, I don't like my breast, am I normal, can you help me? It's, you know, just to say that to me, and they don't know me personally, but they trust me and they value what I said. This is a lot, and this is what I wanted to thank them, you know, with this calculator. It's completely free. It's accessible to anyone. Like, we just want to make things better.
Exactly.
And hopefully to really share the data and be like, this is what we need. This is what's on the market. What can we do to change that? And
amazing,
at least if we are 20,000 people, maybe they will hear us more. I don't know. Maybe they already are and making things in the in the dark. I don't know. But we need to show them.
That's
and
it.
The results for so far, I was super surprised. like 32 double D, yeah, 32 double D, 30 double F. It's more around 30, 32. Actually, people who thought they were maybe like 38.
Yes,
yes.
Maybe they're more 34 or even 32 because people think that if you're 32, you must be super, super thin there. And it's actually more kind of a medium size, I think, to me. This is how I see it.
Yeah.
And people don't know that. Of course. So, and then they have pull bras and they have back pains. Yeah. So
totally.
We don't want that.
We've
so
all been there.
And not now when I see that, I'm like, people are more in around 32s. Like, they're not a lot of 44. Or maybe there are a few, but this is not the majority.
Yes.
And people are more like double D, E, F, G. This is kind of the main cup size.
Yeah.
There are no A's. There are no B's.
Yeah.
For now.
On the that is insane that that's A, like... You haven't had any A's or B's yet
any
at all?
Any A's, any B's.
Wow.
None.
Wow. Crazy, right?
So it really shows that maybe the smallest size I have was 28C. It was the smallest size I have.
Yeah.
Huh. I had, so
good to know
no A's, no B's. So is it really, you know?
Yeah, it's not the norm anymore. Like, I don't know. We're not the 32's A's anymore. Like, it's
no,
not.
32 A's are 30 double D's or 28 even F. You know, so I think that it really shows that people are not driving the right size.
Of course, totally makes sense.
So this is why we...
This is just proof from what we've been saying.
I told you, now you're realizing it. They're like, where can I find it? And I'm like... Yeah, this is the next step.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out.
This is the next step.
Exactly.
We're working on it. Don't worry. Yeah. We are working on it.
There's still a few brands that we talked like Curvy Cat, Panache, and a few smaller brands, even like Radical. Like she's kind of wearing this from 24 now.
That's
more
great.
For, I think, petite, medium for us. I mean, and maybe she would improve and do more things, but... Like, there are brands that are really working hard. I mean, there's so many things happening. Like, we know I'm talking about, like, Saturnus brand as well. It's going to change life of so many women. Like,
I'm super excited.
Like I said, I've announced a brand on social. People were like, oh, my God. And people are super excited because they feel like maybe I can be, when people see your video, like, oh, me too, I can feel like that. And I can have multiple options. And it just gives hope. So
thank you so much.
Really, yeah, that I'm so proud of you for tackling that, because like that's not easy. And you guys, we know we've talked about this on the podcast, like how complex bras and the bra engineering process can be and the bra measuring process. So I'm so impressed with that, and I so value like the intel that you're getting, because like that is the information that the brands need, right? Because when we go to them and we're like, you need these smaller sizes for the bands or these other sizes, they're like, okay, but proof. That there are more
than now we have it. And I think that usually people are like, but measurements doesn't work anymore. But I'm like, if your size charts is wrong, it's never gonna work, you know? And I feel like they need to update their size charts and not use the same from the 30s, you know?
Yeah.
They need to change it, because now bras are not like before. And that's why I think that if they don't change the charts, if they don't maybe even educate themselves about it, or just, for example, when I see campaigns where women are not wearing the right size, when someone who should be wearing maybe a double F or even double G is wearing a double D, and she has everything spinning, and people think that this is how my breast should look.
Right.
This is the worst, and people think, oh, it should look like that. And in their mind, even maybe a few professionals might think this is supposed to look like that. So they don't even know sometimes. Not that they don't want to know, but it's just that they don't know.
Of course, exactly.
And I think that for years I didn't know that maybe H cup was it, or I cup was a thing.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So I think that when you're so used to sell certain sizes, you just don't know that there's more up there, and that maybe...
Right.
You need to be like, oh, I work for 4 years and I don't know anything about bras. Like, you need to put your ego aside and be like, okay, this is how it really works, and I'm going to do better.
Yes.
And I think that we need to do that step. But if I want a big brand to kind of take over, and people will be like, oh, maybe it's going to change. But at the same time, they'd be like, we lied to you this whole time and take minions from you. But now we're going to show you how wrestling. I don't know. Like, how can they make that happen without, you know?
It's hard because I've gone through this in my head too, and we don't have that much time left. So I'll say this last. I've gone through this in my head where I'm like, I think a lot of people running the brands, these like mainstream brands, are just people who like generationally like didn't get that information. And so I'm like, feel like it's less deception and more like lack of knowledge. But I'm also wondering, like, with these big brands, like when they realize, are we going to, like, for instance, if we have someone that needs a 26, are we going to make the 32s smaller so we don't have to re-educate the customer that they need a 26 and they can just keep buying that 32? Or are we going to drop the numbers? Like, it's a huge mind shift, right?
Anyways, there's a, I like it. We can talk for hours.
Yeah, right? Interesting. I don't know, but yeah.
We could talk to Charlene all day. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for all that you're doing. So Tara, do you want to like lead us out and give an outro for Charlene?
Well, thank you so much for being on All Things Boobs podcast. Honestly, please let us know where anyone can follow you, where they can find you. Please tell us your handle.
Like Charlene Lingerie. As simple as
that's it. You know where to find her. Go check out all of her content. Thank you so much for being on the show. You seriously are so special to both of us. And we know that everyone is going to just love you. So
Oh my god, thank you so much. Thank you guys. I'm so happy. Like, I was so nervous, but you just make it like amazing. Oh.